Reading further from the books of the law, a portion of Deuteronomy 18. And it shall be that whoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall be presumptuous to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Jehovah has not spoken? If a prophet speaks in the name of Jehovah, and the word is not, nor come to pass, it is the word which Jehovah has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And further, from the work Divine Providence, a portion of number 178. Man is not granted a knowledge of future events, also for the reason that he may be able to act from freedom according to reason. For it is well known that a man desires to have in effect whatever he loves, and he leads himself to this end by his reason. It is also known that everything a man meditates in his reason arises from the love of bringing it into effect by means of his thought. Therefore, if he knew the effect or result from divine prediction, his reason would come to rest, and with it his love. For love with reason comes to an end in the effect, and from that point it begins anew. It is the very delight of reason to see from love the effect in thought, not the effect in its attainment, but before it, that is, not in the present, but in the future. Hence man has what is called hope, which increases and decreases in the reason as he sees or looks forward to the event. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.